I'm here with Kate Lawler. I'm still at the Munster Foodie Tweet-Up, and Kate Lawler is a chef. And she seemed surprised that she was a female chef. I'll ask why in a minute. That's not me talking. That was Kate talking. Kate, why were you so surprised?
There's very few female head chefs out there in the business. I was even talking with another chef here this evening about how female chefs don't seem to last the business, but those who do tend to stick it out. But I enjoy what I do, and it comes first. So,
now, where are you a chef?
I part own and are head chef of Fenske Restaurant in Cork.
And what kind of restaurant is it?
Local produce with local food.
Local produce, I like the sound of that. Who's your favourite local meat producer?
I have two. Three. Four.
I've put you on the spot now, haven't I? Because you don't want to upset anybody.
No, but I use the market an awful lot, and I use several butchers within the market. I also use Ross Carberry recipes down in Ross Carberry. I use our puddings. But also... I use butchers based down in Ballyvourney as well. Secret of being a chef is...
we may have to get this fella to move on. He's rudely interrupting us. Are you finished?
Yeah,
he's moving on now. Sorry, you were telling us about your meat producers in the English market, and then we were so rudely interrupted by...
I use Durkin's in the market, and I also use O'Mahony's. I use Durkin's for a long time, which are also, they're Cork-based, and so are O'Mahony's. They use meat that are from the areas that are surrounding the city, so, that's what I want. I want local-produced food, but I want good quality, and that's what they produce.
And on the fish side?
I have to say I use Mr. O'Connell in the market. Pat and myself have a very good relationship, and, he's been good to me over the years. Sometimes they're tough. He's sorted me out, and
Are you as good of friends with him as he is with the Queen of England?
Oh, I'd say so.
For anybody listening to this who've no idea who we're talking about, the Queen of England visited Ireland last year and was at the English market, and Kay O'Connell got a lot of coverage. There are lots of photographs of him and the Queen having a good old chat, and they seem to be getting on famously. So that's why that reference there. But back to Kate, who is the Queen of the Kitchen. What are times like for the restaurant industry at the moment in a difficult economy here in Ireland? How are you finding that yourselves?
It's very difficult, but on the plus side, we're getting to meet more and more and more local producers. There are more out there. There's more people turning to the land. There's more producers turning to try and make more of their farms. In particular, one of the farmers we use is Fermor, John and Mary Cronin from Fermor Belgooley. They produce their own buttermilk. They were farming the land. They were using their cows and all the rest. But they felt that they needed to diversify. They needed to make money, and they weren't making money as it was. So now they've started producing buttermilk, and it is the most amazing buttermilk that I've ever tried. It's slightly more expensive than we would get off a bigger dairy, but this is from one herd. It's consistent, and it is beautiful. It has changed your soda red from something that was... something lovely to something amazing, and it's a sign of the times. But as a restaurant, you have to constantly change. You have to constantly think of new ideas, new events to try and get people interested. You need to keep people's minds. People are also looking for events where they know they're going to spend a certain amount of money. They go out for a night, they get the food, the drink for that amount of money.
So can you give us an example of an event that you might be hosting yourselves?
We hosted recently over the last 2 years a chef du jour event where we, similar to what they do in Cronin's as well, where we get Joe Public in to cook and cook their menu under the mentor of head chef Kate Lawler. And we charge people to come in and eat it, and then they get judged by three judges, and they get their star rating, similar to a TV programme people may have seen. And last year we had two people in, and this year we had two people in. Then we had a cook-off between last year and this year, and it was great. It was fun, and we're now looking at doing maybe cookery classes in the August, because we're quiet. So people want to learn how to cook. People enjoy cooking. People enjoy food. So may as well pass on the knowledge.
Now, every chef I know has an ambition to produce a recipe book. Have you already produced one, or do you have one that you'd like to produce? The Kate Lawler guide to...
Eventually, maybe, yes. We all have that ambition, I think. I can't shy away from it. I do teach cookery classes, so I have a lot of recipes. So eventually, the book may come. You know, I have my own personal book. Maybe that book will be printed someday.
Kate, I'm curious, where did you train? Where did you learn chefing?
I trained in CIT, in Cork Institute of Technology. Then I scholarshiped over to the States as restaurants and stuff go. I also represented Ireland in Europe in 2000, a long time ago, with a team from CIT, and we came second in Europe. So I worked in Carrigaline Court Hotel. I've stayed local all my life. I'm in a Shannon House Hotel. And then Fenn's Quay, and I've been there for 11 years. And 4 years ago, took it on as my business.
It's interesting you say you learnt at CIT here in Cork. Where, I mean, how many students actually successfully become chefs having completed their course there? Because it strikes me as something that is very aspirational, but actually maybe the industry is oversupplied. How hard is it to turn from student to professional chef?
I think where the problem is at the moment with a lot of the TV cookery programs, people assume that they can go to college and go straight into the chefing industry. But it's not the case. It really isn't. You need to take time. You need to work your way up the ladder. What you learn in college is very different to what you learn in the industry. The pressure in a kitchen to the pressure of college is two different things. It is very high pressured. People think they can do it, and people get ideas later on in life that they want to do it, and it's great. I have had many people through my kitchen that I will give work experience to, just to show them, look, this is what it's like. Before you commit yourself to it, give yourself an idea of what the pressure is really like, and then see if you're capable of it. Supply is short in demand in this country for chefs. There's very few out there. The RAI and Eurotox have been promoting it, that there's just not the demand for chefs that are there anymore. Because they're all emigrating.
So difficult industry. You've obviously succeeded. You're getting there. One last question before we get into our lovely desserts that were brought to us. Who is your idol in the chefing world? Who do you look up to? Who would you like to meet?
I suppose it's very hard to pinpoint one chef in particular that I would love to meet. My idols are every single chef that has made the restaurant a success in this country. I'm a member of Eurotox, and I've met several chefs like Ross Lewis, Derry Clark, Neville McGuire, and they are just phenomenal. Even more local to home, Brian McCarthy in Mallow. You know, you look at what they do, you look how much passion they have. They drive you forward, and you know, I like to keep it local. Those chefs from far, far away, you know, you're never going to meet them. You need to keep it local. It's what we're all about, and we all understand what we're about. So it's when you meet the likes of Jerry Clark and Neville McGuire and even Mark Junter down below in Ardmore and Michael up in the greenhouse, and they're amazing people. They inspire you.
One last thing, where can people find out about you? Where can they go online to find out about your restaurant?
Fennsquay.com or at Fennsquay or at FQ Chef S or Fennsquay on Facebook as well.
At FQ Chef.
S.
Chef S, sorry. FQ Chef S, which I think is a very risque name, but there we are. Kate, thank you very much for taking the time to talk.
No problem, thank you.
It's me talking.